96.1 KZL and a flashback Friday. Working some classic VH there with Unchained. Hey, we've been talking about this for the last month or so. The Winter Music Festival, fourth annual Winter Music Fest. Max Restaurant and Nightclub. It's finally here tomorrow night. $20 today, $25 at the door, if available. This event in the past has sold out really fast. They expect to sell it. So if there are any tickets, grab them today. Doors open at 6, and six big bands tomorrow night, including Ty Curtis, many others. Going to be great. But there's going to be an Etta James tribute.
Nice.
And Linda Duffy was on the air with us yesterday telling us about tomorrow night and the Etta James tribute. In general and specifics in terms of that. And she mentioned Paul Biondi, who's part of the all-star band that'll be backing up these terrific lady vocalists. And Paul's on the line now. First of all, welcome, Paul. Nice to have you on the air with us.
Good morning. You guys threw me off. You said 8 o'clock. I thought it was 8 p.m. Right.
Yeah, I know. It's musicians don't realize there's two 8 o'clocks.
Right. Yeah.
What time do you guys get up to get going to work?
4:30, my alarm rings, which is just a horrible time for anybody. Even after almost 40 years, my line is, I hate getting up, but I like being up.
I like that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good just to stay above ground.
What about you, about 2 in the afternoon when the sun is warm?
I just want to make sure everybody's done everything they had to do before I'm ready to get out of bed, you know?
I love that.
Yeah, it makes it easier for you.
Exactly. Paul, before we get to tomorrow night, and I'll just quickly run through this, but I had mentioned on the air this morning that when your name comes up, people just smile and shine and always have wonderful things to say about you. And I looked up on one website, maybe it's even yours, and read a bio. My goodness, sir, you have lived a lot of life. You have rubbed up against some very interesting people, thus making you a very interesting sort, character, and a great musician. Have pretty much done it all, and I just want to say, wow, I knew that you were big time, but I never really realized how big. You are an amazing human being, brother. Thank you.
Now, like I said earlier, we're not talking about my weight again, are we?
No, definitely not.
Yeah. You're talking. Just keep in mind, you're talking to a couple of fat asses right now.
Right.
Well, you know, the bios come about for people in the entertainment business through one article or one conversation after another. So it's like who have you worked with? And I worry when I see that bio every once in a while. It gets a little bit monotonous, and it's like, okay, enough of that. You know, it's like, and especially when I got to Los Angeles, if I had a tuxedo and I read well and I showed up on time, you know, I got the gig. And that's actually, like, horn players in LA are comparable to, like, the window washers of the stars, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it, you know. And I got the phone call that day.
Well, you're very humble, but really, your resume and all the people you've worked with and all the things that you've had your mitts in, it's just really impressive. And so thank you for being an upstanding community citizen of our neck of the woods. Very cool. But, you know, I don't want to just completely gush over myself. Thank you for everything you've done. And tell us about tomorrow night.
Well, 6 bands, 1 building, 3 venues. You can literally go up and down the elevator. There's another room. From what I understand, they're thinking about putting some musicians in the bathroom.
Nice.
It should be an all-encompass evening of just really great, especially local music, except for Ty Curtis coming to town. Holy cows. That kid, I'm so proud of him. Got a chance to first see him come on the scene, and he's been shaking it up. I'm really proud of how good he's gotten. If you haven't seen him for a while, this is a good way to shake off the cobwebs, everybody. You've been home, lousy weather. Not lousy, just hard to get out in and play.
Right.
Well, one night you could come over at Max and hang out and get a lot of entertainment for the dollar, and you're helping food for Lane County, and you're also helping live music locally.
Terrific. And you're playing with the Etta James tribute. Fill us in on that. We're speaking, by the way, to Paul Biondi, great saxophone and coolest dude going.
Hey, so what a really good band this has turned out to be. Gus Russell on keyboard. A young lady from the Bay Area, Claudia Page, she is relocated to this area, a wonderful drummer. A bass player from Corvallis who doesn't get a chance to come to this area that often, Justin Shepage. And the young Ben Rice playing guitar, who, you know, has come up right along with Ty. And, man, talk about a really proud Papa moment, you know, seeing Ty and Ben, you know, in the same room. And that's going to be mine tomorrow night, seeing these young cats doing so well.
That's got to be pretty cool, is, you know, being in the Eugene scene now for a number of years and seeing the scene evolve from what you walked into a number of years ago to where it's at now, and watching some of these young musicians really cut their teeth and then do something with it. That's got to be a cool experience for you.
Well, what was great for me, well, I missed the heyday back in the, you know, the 70s and 80s when you had people like Robert Cray and of course, Curtis Salgado and, yeah. And Paul DeLay and people of that stature. This was their home for them to cut their teeth on and then go on to do greater and bigger things. And then now this is the new period, watching all these great, talented young singers and musicians. And, again, really proud to be able to hang back and get a chance to play with them from time to time.
And you got
to
be proud at doing it all at Max at the Vets Club because, I mean, that's like one of the last places in Lane County that really is a bastion for this type of event, you know, that they're like the ambassadors for live music nowadays, it seems to me.
It really is. That's another great thing that you've got. Well, you've got local clubs that are doing live music all the time, but this place is doing it, you know, 5 nights a week, which is almost unheard of.
Yeah.
In our town. So, you've got music upstairs, downstairs. There's no reason to go anywhere else. Why don't you take a cab to the venue, take a cab home, then you can really have some fun. You don't have to worry about being on the roads. And it's safer for you. It's safer for us. You can have a great time. Kelly Thibodeau, I don't know if you heard much about him, but this is the greatest of swamp,
yeah.
New Orleans fiddle playing you ever want to see. Heavy Chevy with Brian Chevalier on guitar. Everybody in this Etta James band, including the vocalists, are some of the best of Oregon. Joanne Bro, you know, Linda singing, Vicki Stevens, Barbara Healy, who was the soul sister of the blues here, along with Deb Cleveland. They were right at the beginning of the blues scene, too. And Karen Lovely. So just great artists. It's going to be an amazing Saturday. I know, you know, people talk about their venues, six bands, music upstairs, downstairs, and we have Motown reviews.
Yeah, I don't know how there's a Motown review and I'm not a part of it. I grew up in Detroit.
Well, you know, I spent some time there. I bet we missed each other. Well, wait a minute. You're probably younger than I am, so maybe I better be
a week or two.
Yeah.
I'm because that was home base for a lot of the tours that I was on, and we come back there and you know, rework whatever we had to rework before going back out. And a lot of times we'd go into Chicago at Kingston Mines and sit in and hang out and play blues there, and just great time for
I was there mid to late 70s, mid to late 80s. That's when I was there.
And Paul, on the other end of that spectrum, I was raised in Oregon City. Hey, before we finish up, I want to say a big kudos and shout out to Pat and his crew at Max Restaurant Nightclub. Yeah. Pat's one of the coolest.
Definitely.
He puts on these great shows. He works really hard. Food for Lane County, mine and all the best musicians, vocal talent. And so way to go, Pat and your crew down there. Keep it up.
Pat loves live music, and he's actually a good vocalist himself. If you ever get him a couple glasses of whatever's behind the bar, and he'll entertain you. What he brings to our community with just having the vets, having Max at the Vets Club for all these years. I'm over there doing jazz on Wednesday nights. I've been doing that for 6 years, and also they got the Rooster Blues Jam on Tuesday with Skip Jones and Byron Case. So there's music not only this Saturday, but there's music going on all the time over there.
Paul, thank you so much for the time. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night over at Max Restaurant Nightclub. They're at 16th and Willamette. Just have a blast. Tell everybody hi. We'll see you tomorrow night, and keep up the good work.
Listen, I'm really proud of you guys for being part of our community and doing everything, not only yourselves, but your spouses, going out and doing their different things for Alzheimer's. And people don't know this about you guys, but you're always involved in helping and letting, a guy like me come on and talk about an event, Food for Lane County, for the town, Saturday. So tomorrow, great fun.
Very kind
Dude,
of you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
We
man.
Like to refer to it as it's your station. We're just a couple of schmoes working here.
Filling in the gaps.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
Hey, thank you. Everybody out there, drive safe. We'll see you Saturday. And I'm going back to sleep. Don't
all
call
right.
me
back. Okay.
All right. There he goes, Paul Biondi. Fourth annual
Good
Winter
night,
Music Fest tomorrow night. 6 bands, 1 building. Bring food donations for Food for Lane County and hurry, because if it's not already sold out, it will be. $20 today, $25 at the door. The Max Restaurant Nightclub Winter Music Fest. Max, home of the blues, and the one and only 96.1 KZL. I never knew.